What we've noticed from our surveillance in the past, where we try to control our dengue, we noticed that one of the main breeding sources is our drums here in St. Vincent. And over the period of time, we have been sensitizing the general public about how to take care of these said drums or these breeding sites. However, from time to time, we notice that I don't want to say the method is not very effective, but it's like the message isn't getting out there, because we would go into a community and we would see drums exposed, a lot of breeding, etc. So we just want to emphasize to the general public that you take more cautious, you'll be more aware, because unlike dengue, which poses the same problems, this is very new and emerging. So if bitten by an infected mosquito, you know your body isn't immune to it. The signs and the symptoms and everything can react very quickly. The drums are our biggest breeding site. In most rural communities especially, we know that the general public depends very much on these drums for their source of water, whether it's be drinking or washing, etc. So we have to be as well very careful when we take our approach to the community, because we have to know for sure that, okay, we identify your sources. If we notice that you don't have any pipe-borne water, we advise you differently in terms of how to control the mosquito breeding in your drum. So in those cases, we would ask you to do some little practical stuff like keep the drums covered.